Hello there, and welcome to episode 61 of Greg Crew, Maybe Watch Again, the unofficial watch-along podcast for the CW sci-fi, The 100. We have just watched the sixth episode of season 5, Exit Wounds. This episode originally aired on the 5th of June 2018 and was watched by 0.92 million viewers. That's down 0.02 million viewers.
Dang, that sucks. We're getting lower. We want to be going up.
Yeah, I don't know if it ever goes up like a lot for the rest of the show.
Oh, really? Are we going? Do you think there's going to be a decline now?
There's been being a decline since Lexa died.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been tough. It's been tough.
Tougher. It's tough. It's a tough life, Alexa-less life.
It's a tough Alexa-less life, but
yeah.
For those that had to mourn Lexa, I hope that you guys went on to then watch Fear the Walking Dead to get your fix. And if you did, and then you had to get to season 7 where she left, I'm so sorry that you had to go for it twice. But spoiler alert, she does come back for season 8, and I don't know if it's just a one-off episode, but she is there, so, you know, if you're still missing her 7 years later, yeah, go watch Fear the Walking Dead.
Because didn't that just finish now, I feel like? They had, like, a season finale or something.
Oh, maybe that is where she came back. I know she only had one arm, but she still came back.
Yeah, I've only ever seen the first 2 seasons, so...
Yes, I watched the first season in a bit.
Yeah, I think I stopped at season 2. But...
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, and there's also that other show that you've been watching that she's in as well.
Ah, yeah, The Lost Flowers of Alice Hart, although I'm 4 episodes in and haven't seen her yet. And there's only 8 episodes, so...
Imagine if she's like an after credit scene at the end of the whole show.
No, she was in the coming up. She's just the grown up version of the main character, but we're still at little girl version of her character at the moment. But I think the next episode is going to do a nice time jump where we can see the impact of her sad childhood on her adult life. It's basically about a little girl that got beat up and then killed both her parents accidentally.
Wow.
And then it's going to be like, then she's now living with her nan, who is Sigourney Weaver.
Mm.
And they live on a women's refuge for women that have been abused.
Sigourney?
Sigourney.
I've been saying it wrong then.
Sigourney.
I've been saying Sigourney.
Oh, I don't think it matters.
Okay.
same person. Anyway,
same thing.
Yeah, it's about like how then that impacts her growing up and her relationship with men and stuff. So,
yeah.
Yes. Anyway, The 100.
The 100.
This episode, Kane's attempt to prove himself useful tests one crew's allegiance to Octavia. That was a weird sentence that I could not understand in my head for some reason. Maddie faces an unexpected threat inside one crew, forcing Clark to make an unlikely ally. I can't read today. For some reason, I was reading the words, but they weren't making sense to me.
It's fine, you know. You've had a long day. You've worked. It's, you know, middle of the day. It's, you know, we're all over the... And we're a little bit rusty, guys, because, you know, we're a little bit rusty today. So
been nearly 2 months since we last recorded.
No, but a peek behind the curtains. We're a little few months out of sync, so...
Yeah.
You know, forgive us.
I've got hiccups.
And now you've got hiccups right as we record, so that's
another
one. But you were munching on some carrots, so forgiven.
Yeah, they were good because I was falling asleep watching the episode. Not because it's a bad one, but because I'm just so tired.
Food's giving you the energy, though.
I mean, it doesn't really give me the energy. It just means I can't fall asleep whilst I'm chewing. I just eat my way through it.
Yeah. Does food make you sleepy? Is that a thing you get?
No, alcohol makes me sleepy.
Oh, really?
If I have like a big lunch, I might feel a bit bloated and tired after. But
yeah. So you never have like what's known as like a food coma where you just sleep after
I won't sleep. I might feel tired, but I won't sleep because it's not good to sleep on a full stomach.
Is it not? I didn't know that.
No, because your body can't digest the food while you're laying down.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's why you're not supposed to eat after like 8 o'clock or whatever it is.
I'm learning new things today.
Yep.
Facts with Scopes.
Scopes scientific facts of the day. It's been a while since we had one of those.
You didn't do the voice, but you still did the...
Well, what it is when you lay down shortly after eating, the food cannot reach your stomach in the same way, and it has trouble digesting it. It does, so that's why you shouldn't sleep on a full stomach.
Daily facts with Dr. Scoves. I feel like we need like a thing or something after that. Please note that Scoves is not an actual doctor.
Yeah. Yeah, disclaimer.
Yeah, yeah. This was a bit of a crazy one. There was a lot going on. We had like everyone, it felt like, in this episode. Correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like almost everyone had some part to play.
We didn't know. No. We were missing one key Raven character. Yes, Raven. I'm glad that I didn't have to tell you that it was Raven. I'm glad you noticed. Yeah. But apart from that,
weird that we had everyone except Raven. That's, I mean, are they? I guess. Well, I guess they're saving her for a bigger plot thing happening.
She's a prisoner, isn't she?
Well, yeah.
And we didn't really see Shallow Valley that much, so.
No, we got a little bit with Dioza and Kane and McCreary and stuff, but that was sort of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Dioza and Kane, I guess.
What a queen.
What a queen. She had a really good, like, confrontational moment with her and McCreary and Kane, because Kane sort of, like, he's getting a bit, like, comfortable, I guess. I don't know. Feeling a bit more confident because he's sort of, like, speaking out a bit. I don't know.
Yeah, but rightly so, because at the end, when he was like, oh, do I get a shock collar then? And she was like, no, I protect my friends. Like,
Yeah. They're like best buds now. They had that one drink together and now they're like chums.
Besties.
Yeah, but she gets in front of McCreary, in front of his gun and everything, because she's like, if you shoot Kane, then goodbye to your cure. Oh, yeah, I guess we didn't see Abby either. There was no Abby.
Oh, yeah, but we don't really care about her.
Yeah.
Pill popping hoe.
She... That was so. Yeah, she's catching some strays on this episode, in this podcast. Oh, man. She wasn't even in the episode and we're already like hitting it right.
She is way too busy raiding the paracetamol cupboard.
She's got a paracetamol addiction, yeah.
She has.
Yeah, she's just, you know, just eating that stuff up.
Yep, facts.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I spit
them.
She gets
mentioned a lot in this episode, like, but yeah, she doesn't actually appear. She gets talked about.
Yeah, and. Yeah. And I'm just going to say it has nothing to do with what we were talking about, but because we were talking about when Abby gets mentioned, I don't know what it was, but Clark was just annoying me. Just by existing in this episode, she was just annoying.
It did feel like her problem was like a bit overly like kind of extended out, because her whole thing with like, you know, not letting anyone know, you know, about... fuck, what's it?
Here we go again.
Oh my god, I did so well with remembering McCreary and all that.
You even remembered her name earlier.
I know, where's it gone in my brain?
Go through the alphabet. I'll sing it to you. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S. T-U-V, W-X, Y-N-Z. You think, I'll go again.
No,
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Yeah.
Maddie
has the did I say, oh my god, I'm sorry. Maddie has the blood, and she doesn't want anyone to know.
What blood?
The night blood.
The dark blood.
I said the dark blood. But into Baldur's Gate.
She's got the dirge.
The dirge, yeah. yeah, she's got the night blood in her, and she doesn't want Octavia to find out, or anyone, because she's worried that will cause a power struggle within the camp of Octavia, and everyone will be able to go after her.
Do you think this is justified?
I get the like she's worried, but like at the same time, it was just like this whole episode was her whole story. This episode was that, and then it was just like, and then Matty just goes to her anyway, and then it's all like, you know, fine. Well, not fine, but like she doesn't do anything drastic to Matty. So it's like, I don't know.
I do not trust Octavia as far as I can throw her. No, I saw the evil look in her eye.
Oh yeah, she's got some evil intentions, but I don't think like Octavia was just gonna be like, oh okay, die. Like that's it. But maybe I should have thought
that. I wouldn't put it past Octavia. Octavia is the definition of the Dark Urge.
I guess so, yeah. I just maybe had a little bit more faith in her that she wouldn't just kill a child straight up, point blank.
I mean, she killed all those defectors killed straight up. Some of them were like teenagers.
Yeah, it was like kids, you know.
Nah. Octavia don't care. Age is just a number.
I guess I get it. Like, yeah, she was worried. But
I get it.
But I also don't think her other plan was just to go like, let's go back to Dioza and I'll die, I guess. And, like, it's just like, okay. But then I guess you didn't really have.
But I don't think Dioza would have killed Clark.
No, I don't know. She did kill.
I think she wouldn't have welcomed her the same way as the others would have been eventually. Well, will be eventually welcomed, but
yeah, I don't. Yeah, I think she would have been like putting some sort of like cap. Like she would have been captured and like left to sit in a jail or something. You know, like she would have
been chucked in with Raven, and then we can have Princess Mechanic, because everyone was waiting for Princess Mechanic, but it never happens.
Never happens.
Like Raven is as straight as a ruler.
She's got that straight arrow going. If you know what we didn't do when we were watching the episode this time, we didn't go we didn't do it.
I was way too busy falling asleep at that point.
I probably should have done it to wake you up a bit.
You should have.
My bad.
Next time.
Yeah, fine, I've got you.
Speaking of, though, Clark's conquests, Nyla.
Could we just swing back quickly to how you were commenting that you found her annoying? Like, is there a specific point that you found it annoying, or was it
her,
like, just from
just her presence? Just her presence annoyed me. I think it's because I don't like her hair.
That's fair. I mean, if anyone's gonna understand not liking hair and costumes and stuff, it's this guy, because I have a
lot. You are the RuPaul of the 100.
I am. I will tell you how it is. I don't know what that was. I'll tell you how it is.
Like, Clark, we all know, is an attractive lady.
Absolutely.
We all know this. We all recognize, even if blondes aren't your usual type, you can recognize that someone is an attractive person, but this hair is doing her dirty. Yes. And you know what? This personality is also doing her dirty. It's making her ugly.
Well, like the mum protective personality.
Miserable, grumpy cat. Do you know, Clark in general is not a nice person.
No.
Like,
no.
I mean, she's an all right person. She's not a bad person, but she's not.
She did protect Nyla when she was about to be, like, sort of knocked out. And
well,
stuff.
Only because she wants that punani.
yeah, I guess so. She's got her own ulterior motives that are a bit more selfish than, you know, saving her life, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, as you were saying, Nyla comes into play again. As our favourite.
such a pointless interaction. And she's like, oh, if I didn't know any better, I'd think you were avoiding me. Like, I'm sorry, Nyla, but you slept with her like 2 or 3 times. You were never a thing and it was awkward every time. Like, you're making it a big deal. You were never a thing, all right? Klein-la-la was never a thing.
Klein-la-na.
Nylock. That's better.
No, I like Klein-la-la. It sounds like a Clorox-like brand or something that like you bleach your bathroom with. Good new Klein-la-la. No. Sponsors of the Good Crew podcast.
But yeah, it was never a thing, so... Yeah.
Fuck that storyline. I can't be asked with it. It's,
and how quickly she just turned on Clark as well and was going to go grass him up.
I know. She was all very friendly in the tent, but then when she got Clorox bleached in the mouth, she was a bit more like...
Clorox bleached in the mouth.
Well, whatever they got her with in the... Whatever
Clorox! Chloroform.
This guy just kind of pounces in on the scene out of nowhere and has some. Talk about cool hair. I like Gaia's hair. She is cool. Yeah, she's got her like tool belt of things.
We didn't see Indra.
Oh yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. No. Fucking hell. Yeah.
I don't worry about Abby. Where was Indra?
Yeah. Yeah, where was Indra? She didn't even get mentioned this episode.
She didn't.
Yeah.
Mate. It's not on, really, is it?
Not on. I think you're going to lose. You're losing a point from me on that. You've lost a point for Raven. You've lost a point for no Indra. So.
Wow.
You're already getting. It's rough going out here in this, this season so far. Yeah, I think we're both pretty dumb of Nyla at this point, especially after this episode. She was a bit...
She's just pointless, and I will stand by this statement forever. She is pointless.
Really? Yes. But what wasn't pointless was the whole Bellamy and Echo stuff going on.
Echo makes Bellamy tolerable.
Yeah, you know what? I agree. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Them two together, it works. It's something with it. It's interesting. They had PP sex this episode.
Oh yeah, they did. I forgot that happened.
They did.
Right, I think I closed my eyes at that moment.
Yeah, she was just like, you know, imagining, you know. yeah. But no, yeah, they had some good stuff going on because obviously. Octavia isn't the biggest Echo fan. Echo's not the biggest Octavia fan, although she doesn't really like...
She doesn't hate her.
Doesn't hate her, no, but there's just tension between them in general because of everything.
Echo did stab her and kick her off a cliff.
Yeah. Yeah. They even bring up Gina, like, killing her off in that. Like, that's a callback, like, you know.
But that was only passively Echo, because it was the other... Asgard assassin that actually blew the mountain up.
She had a part to play in that, but
she drew Bellamy away from it and led them to Polis.
Yes, but that was a hell of a callback though. It's one of the relationships that I didn't think I was going to be super invested in, but now I'm sort of am, like, because they do their whole like promise will be. You know, see each other once the sort of war starts or something, and they sort of say, like, because she has to go and defect basically to Dioza's like people basically and go with them, leave Bellamy with Octavia's people. So they have to, they split the relationship up now, kind of, and in the story. And it goes back and forth a lot. Like, they kind of first say, like, you know, oh, we're going to spy on them. And then Bellamy and Echo decide we're not going to do that. We're going to do our own thing because we can't go through with it. But then it ends up like not really working out because they shoot a bunch of the defectors anyway, which is what they were trying to avoid in the first.
Yeah.
So all that sneaking around and sussing out didn't really... like you say, you can't really trust Octavia as far as you throw her. She is doing her own thing.
Untrustable.
Yeah.
If anything, you can trust her to not do the right thing, basically. If there's something
you can trust her to be the Dark Urge, and that's about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But yeah, I don't know. I did think it was going to be a little bit more like explosive between that first moment with Octavia and Echo. Like, it was tension filled and they were arguing, but like, I thought it was going to be more like she was going to like try and punch Echo or something. I don't know. Like, there was going to be some hands thrown around.
She wouldn't have punched her. She would have just outright stabbed her.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought some sort of action moment was going to happen between these two, like, because she threatens that she's going to have to go to the fighting ring and stuff like that. And I thought maybe that was going to happen, or you know, they were going to have a spa moment where they have to fight each other, and you know, she has to fight to keep her place in that group. But no, it just goes a very different route. And Octavia sort of wants to use her as a spy, but then they have other plans.
Echo's not that person anymore. She's changed.
Yeah. I'm really glad that they're making Echo just like a lot more like human now, a lot more fleshed out, a lot more going on. It's good.
She's a main character, not a guest or a side character.
No, exactly.
Oh, speaking of side characters as well, because we got to see everyone, we did get to see Harper in all her glory of just standing in the background.
Just
like season one and two Harper.
Basically that, and then Monty being like the token tech guy who's just like, here's the thumb drive that will like fix everything. Yeah. It's like, there you go. It's like,
and he couldn't even get that right.
No, yeah. Because at first he was all Mr. Confident, like, I can disable the eye and the ship. And it's like, okay. And then it's like, I can't do it! And he's just like getting all pissed off and he's like throwing shit everywhere.
Yeah.
He's a sort of...
Did you notice when the ship came to pick up the defectors that the infinity symbol was on the ship?
I did see that, yeah.
Which means it's something to do with Becca.
Interesting.
That was her company, wasn't it? Logo.
Yes. Interesting.
Yes.
We'll have to see. And so you also got a very cool signature of our favourite AI lady.
I did. Somewhere up there.
Yeah, somewhere.
I can't remember her name. What's her name? Maybe when I see her, I'll know.
Yeah. Please hold.
Please hold. Nope, that's Kane.
That's Kane, yeah. Well, you got, how many did you get? You got Kane, you got...
I got Ali. I got... Rowan. And... Lincoln.
So yeah, he did quite well then. Were there any others you wanted to get, but you just
Erica Sarah. That's her
name. There it is.
I can't read the signature. Oh, you can't even see it. I can't read it, but it came back to me seeing her face.
That's pretty cool. You got some good signatures there for the
Oh yeah,
King Rowan himself.
I got these for no reason, really. Oh, now I've got to cop them back.
You got them because you're a mega fan of the show.
Yeah, but I mean, I got them down from my shelf just now.
Right.
No real reason.
I just got them because I was like, whatever.
The Kane one actually came from the same guy that I got my Clark one from many years ago.
No way! Cool. Did the guy recognize you? Sort of.
No, absolutely not.
Maybe you guys hit it off. I don't know.
I just recognized the company name.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Like Sign In Dreams or something like that. Sponsor. I'm joking.
Sponsor, guys. You know, yeah. When we become famous, we'll sign things for him to sell to you. Absolutely. Imagine that. I could not ever imagine a world where people would be like excited to get my signature. It's just like, that's crazy to me.
My signature's well good.
I bet it is.
Let me do it.
Okay.
Even though the Pistons can't.
You're gonna say this is just for me, Pistons. I'm sorry. This is a O-Dog exclusive only.
He's got to find a blank page.
It's okay. It's okay. She's got a pen out. She's.
Oh, it's running out.
Oh shit!
Can't even.
Oh yeah, that's really good. Yeah. Yeah. You're ready for the spotlight now with that signature. Like if the podcast takes off or the Twitch and
if anyone just wants my autograph, then just let me know.
Yeah, there you go, guys. What would you sign it on? Would you sign it on like a picture of yourself then, I guess, or something?
Whatever anyone wanted me to sign,
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Boobs.
Remember me saying at the start of this recording, we just talk about stuff that's nothing to do with this show.
Yeah.
Here we are, talking about boobs, you know, this is where it all goes. To be fair, we talk about the boobs all the time.
Yeah, but there's not been many bubbers in
talk about that.
This season.
Well, besides Echo being naked, you know, there wasn't that.
Did
much.
We see Booba because.
You saw like side Booba.
Oh, I was really not paying attention. Yeah. Shame on me.
Yeah, it was side booba, sort of. It was kind of covered by her arm, but like, you know, you could, it was there for sure.
I have a picture with Echo behind me, so.
There you go.
What a queen.
You've seen the booba in person then.
No, it's fully covered actually. She's got long sleeves on. God damn it.
Could have revealed something for you there.
That's all right. Is what it is.
It is what it is, indeed. Anything else we want to get into? Murphy or John or however you want to call him.
You're the only person that calls him John. It's okay.
Well, okay. I'll be that guy.
Yeah.
I'll take that mantle. It was cool. Like they were in their cave again, just like the old days back in their home sweet cave.
Cave sweet cave.
Yeah, that's it. Even John, Murphy makes a joke about that, saying like, oh, caves are sort of our thing or something like that. And because the whole thing of this episode is basically like Amori trying to get the collar off John whilst McCreary and his two like groupies are like kind of trying to track him as they kind of dip in and out of caves and stuff. Which they eventually track him down and they set up a little secret mine explosion, which is pretty cool.
And they have a little heart to heart about why they broke up. Because
yeah, it gets good.
Imori's all like, you broke my heart, John. And then he was like, well, you left me. And she was like, yeah, because you kept pushing me further and further away. And it turns out that because she was needed on the ring and was helping Raven with everything, he got jealous that she was off doing her own thing and she didn't need him anymore. So he started being an arsehole to her.
Yeah.
Which we sort of knew anyway, but.
Yeah. Did you sort of feel sorry for John a bit?
No. Let her have a life. Let her go do her thing. Do you know what? She spent her whole life as an outcast with just her and her brother, not able to do anything because of a crab hand. And she found something she loves to do and is good at doing. Yeah. And she's got friends. Like, let her be. Get over it, Murphy.
The whole time that, like, Amori's trying to help Murphy get the collar off, he's just like, whoa, look at Raven's number one fucking classmate or something, like just still taking the piss out of her, and she's like literally trying to save this guy's life. Like, I mean, I get that he's a dick, but come on, like, you know, he's just like, yeah. But it all works out in the end because they start to literally almost pee-pee sex in the forest. Like, it looks like they're literally about to, like, just after they blow up people in the cave, it's like that's really gotten ready for pee-pee sex, like blowing people up. That was their like aphrodisiac kind of, like, oh yeah. But she says like, oh, this doesn't mean we're getting back together, which I mean, I don't
know. We'll see
what happens there. Yeah,
do you think they'll get back together?
I think so, yeah.
Do you think they're end game until one of them maybe dies or they leave, or Who knows? Yeah, I think so. They make it to the end.
I feel like, this whole, will they, won't they thing will keep on progressing, and then something will, amount to one of them dying, I think.
Which one? Wait. Which one? Oh, wait. I was going to say, which one do you think it will be, and which one do you want it to be?
Because I'm pretty sure you said to me, who do I think going to die? And I said, one person from every couple in this show.
No. You were doing couples together, so you've got Imori and Murphy are going to die together. And also Monty and Harper are also going to die together.
Yeah, I stand by my previous few months ago.
Your other guesses were Jaha, which you got right.
Yeah.
And Abby. Pill popping Abby.
She's going to OD. She's going to deal on that paracetamol. It's going to take more than two a day.
You can take more than two a day. It's two every 4 hours.
More than two every 4 hours. It's going to take 3 and 4 hours then. And that will.
Whoa. Bruh, calm down.
She'd be telling her that, really. She's the one who's.
She's the one with the problem.
Yeah. So yeah, there you go. That was my prediction. But yeah, McQuarrie doesn't die in the bombing of the cave. He comes out and he's like, ugh, and he just sort of plops to the floor, and they go like, "We've got a hostage," and so that's going to amount to something.
The two worst people to have a hostage. I feel like they are not two people equipped to deal with a hostage situation.
Absolutely not. And I cannot wait to see how this chaos ends here with them and making some kind of negotiations.
They just got to kill him.
Well, that's what I would do. I mean, McQuarrie's a cunt.
He's an arsehole. He is such an arsehole.
He is probably the most unlikable person in the show at this point.
I want to know what's wrong with him.
Oh, yeah, true. We don't really know that yet.
No.
So,
they think it's some sort of lung disease from years of mining, but
we got that.
Tell us more.
We need more, yeah. And he's not the only one, is he? It's everyone sort of, not everyone. But
quite a few of them, yeah. Quite a few of them
have got that, yeah. So, yeah. And we also didn't, I can't remember his name, but the guy that's actually nice.
Oh, yeah, we don't care about his name because I forget.
Yeah, I can't remember.
He was nice to Raven.
Yeah. And then we did get two new characters in this episode, didn't we? The couple. I just can't remember the name. I'm sorry.
I don't even know what couple you're on about.
The one that they were going to defect, and they.
Oh, we didn't learn their names.
Yeah, they did. They said their names. They came into Echo's tent and they were like, this is. McGumma, and this is,
I didn't think they. I thought they just said that they were from Shallow Valley, and that's why they were defecting because it's their home.
I think one was called Tyrese. I think I can't remember what the other one was called.
Tyrese. I'm googling.
I'm pretty sure it was Ty something or something like that. It was...
Exit wounds. I'll find out.
But yeah,
IMDb.
Yeah, let's have a look. If I'm right about this. Or if I was close, I'll be quite happy.
Sorry, it's only showing me the top cast. They don't care about Leah.
No, well, I mean, one of them does die in the same episode they get introduced. So.
I don't recognise the people. Oh, okay.
Was that right?
Sort of.
What was their name?
Tariq.
Tariq, okay, yeah, it's pretty close. That's pretty good.
Tariq and I can't tell which one is the girl. It could either be Corinna or it could be Rankin.
I think Corinna. Yeah, I think that first one, Corinna.
Corinna.
Yeah. Tarina's the one that lives, I'm pretty sure. She gets out. Well,
yeah. Okay, yeah. Corinna, is the one that got shot, and then Echo hid a secret spy device in her gun wound.
Let's talk about that. That was fucked up. She, they start checking her, and then she has to stuff her special USB drive into her bullet hole. It's fucked up. Which adds a literal meaning to the name of the episode, Exit Wound. She literally hides it in her exit wound. It's
it's great.
Yeah. It's actually a good thing that Cooper shot her. and let's talk about Cooper. Like, how annoying is she? I don't like it.
Oh, Cooper. Yeah. I mean, they should have killed her when she tried to steal the bunker at the end of last season or whenever it was.
You know, everyone's saying how awful and cutthroat Octavia is, but she's let Cooper live all this time. It's I don't know.
Probably because they're like-minded.
I guess, yeah. But I still don't. I'm not.
She's stinky. She's not a likable arsehole, you know? Octavia, we got to love her before she turned evil, which is why we now like her still.
Yeah. I'm speaking of Octavia, can we talk about how fangirling Maddie was?
Maddie
was over Octavia.
Yeah, it was cute.
It was quite cute. She was like, she's such a badass. And I was like, we know. Okay, we know.
Welcome to the Octavia fan train.
Exactly.
Bless her. Well, by the look on Octavia's face towards the end, I don't think she'll be thinking fangirling over her for much longer.
Well, no, because obviously, for some reason, obviously, she has this idea of Octavia because of the stories that, she's been told by Clark. She thinks she's just, really good girl, not really good, but, badass, cool, not evil person. And, Clark does try and, tell her she's not the same person. 6 years is a really long time. She's changed, mm-hmm. but yeah, she's in on it. She doesn't care, and they exchange blood by the end of the episode.
Very, very unsafe thing to do.
Are we going back to Doctor's Games here for this one? Have we got it back?
No, I actually just feel as someone that is raising money and. Half of the Ko-fi stuff goes towards National AIDS Trust. I feel it is important to say, don't do that. Don't mush your blood with other people's blood, okay?
Yeah.
That's not safe.
Because didn't people do that where they was blood brothers and they'd
shake hands.
That. Yeah, with blood in their hands. It's just that's...
You shouldn't do that. That is, I think it's, I don't know the science. Dr. Scopes does not know the science of probability of transmission. I feel it's probably one of the least common ways of transmitting it. But you can still transmit diseases that way.
Absolutely, right, yeah. Yeah.
Totally. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Now Octavia could have caught something.
Yeah. Or,
I don't care about Maddie.
No, yeah, Maddie is whatever. Yeah, but Octavia could be a little bit rough. I don't know. Is there anything else do you want to pick apart? I suppose. I don't know.
I guess the defectors that did make it onto the ship.
Yeah,
true. Are being until they get to know each other better or whatever it was Diosa said, they are all wearing electric collars.
Yeah. How did you feel about her ultimate decision, of Octavia's decision to just shoot some of the defectors kind of in the end? I guess you kind of get the justification, but
I don't condone it, but also, she's right. She said she would let Echo go. She didn't say she would let the defectors go.
True.
And she was right. It does make it more believable if she retaliates to the people that are betraying her.
True. Yeah. I think, her points were very valid, but it was also very fucked up.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yes. We did also see Octavia lose to Bellamy when they had that little fight.
Yeah, but she is injured from the last episode. She's only using one arm.
She was only using one arm. True. True.
But also he has been trained by Echo.
Yeah. Who's, we know, is fucking amazing fighting.
She's so cool.
And also did beat Octavia, so.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
So
that was 6 years ago.
It was. It's again, she's a different person. Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. I gotta feel like we have to get a rematch of that at some point. Them two fighting again. It's gotta happen. I feel like it's gonna happen.
What do you think? Where does Octavia go from this season?
Well, she goes to war.
No, but like, because she's obviously taken a very dark turn.
Yeah.
Does she come back from it? Is this her character forever, or does she die? Does it get to a point where they're like, we have to take her out?
I just don't think she comes back from it. I don't think you could come back from it as a person. 6 years doing the shit she was doing, even just what we got to see initially, I just don't think as a person you just kind of go, oh, I'm cool again, I'm good again. Like, I don't kill... No, like, your mind is set in that way after 6 years. It's a long...
Do you think she's just going to be, like, the chaotic companion of the Get group for the rest of the show, or do you think they'll have to take her out?
I think they'll have to take her out. I think I don't want that to be the case, but I think that's where the show will go. That because I think the things that she's going, well, she's already going down that path of doing, of like killing the defectors and stuff, is just showing that descent that she's going down, that she's just willingly going down.
Yeah.
I don't think we would see a dramatic change in heart from her, and if anything, yeah, we'll just see her slowly go further and further and further. If anything, we may even see Zioza be like the good person in the end, and she becomes the villain, Octavia.
I think it's that's what Clark said, wasn't it? Like, Zioza is the least of her problems right now. Exactly, Octavia is a bigger threat.
Yeah, I mean, Octavia has an army of people still behind her, even with the defectors going. She's got the fighting experience. Dioza is obviously a powerhouse with her weaponry and everything she has and the technology, but that can easily be overthrown, which is already kind of in the works with what Echo's possibly going to do with the drive. So
probably worth mentioning as well that we know something else has happened down there, but which we haven't been told about yet. Down in the bunker in the last 6 years, we still don't know
the dark year
or whatever it was. Yeah. But Echo even says to Bellamy that something happened during the 6 years, and it was so bad that even the defectors don't want to talk about it.
Well, it looks like it broke everyone mentally in that bunker. Yeah. Whatever it was, it just cracked everyone's brain in half, and you're just a different person after whatever. Crazy as well that she just burned all the stuff Dioza gave her. Like, Dioza gives her all this food from the farm and she just burns it. She's like, fuck you.
But impulse.
She catches on quickly that was Kane's doing more than Dioza.
Yeah. Well, it was, what is it? It's Dioza's voice, but Kane's words.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's smart. Okay, then. So, ratings. Yeah.
Ratings. I'm going to go for a 7. I think I'm at a 7.
What's the extra point for? So we lost a point for no Raven. We lost a point for no Indra.
And then what we lost... I would say it loses some points, just like you say, because Clark's story is just a little bit annoying, I guess. Like, it's kind of annoying. Like, I don't know. Like, just the whole Clark stuff was a little bit like meh.
Should we just rename Maddie to Matty for you?
Yeah. No, Maddie.
Why do you think it's Matty?
I thought that's what it sounds like. That's what she's saying in the show to me. I don't know. That's what it sounds like she says. It sounds like she's saying Matty. Like, Look, I think I've done pretty well names-wise this recording. I haven't talked about the show in so many months. I've remembered like everyone else. What was I saying? Yeah, so yeah, it loses a point for just the Clark stuff a little bit. And obviously, I just think, I don't know, I kind of wanted a little bit more like action or maybe a little bit more tension with Echo and Octavia. I think there's just, I don't know, I was expecting like a little bit more like, explosiveness to it. Like, it almost felt like Bellamy was fighting Octavia more with about Echo than Echo was actually fighting Octavia about it. Like, it was sort of weird, like, Bellamy was speaking on behalf of Echo throughout this episode about, like, her being staying here and not being exiled and all this, but it was like Echo was just kind of just there and then speaking to Bellamy, and then, like, it was just sort of like a weird, like, way around, like, I don't know, like, yeah, like, Echo didn't really, like, push back much on anything, but I guess she couldn't, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I would have liked a bit more drama there or something, or a bit more craziness. But, you know, it's still a great episode. Just lose a few points for that sort of stuff.
Yes.
What about you?
8.
8, okay.
Yeah.
How come an 8? What's going on?
Because in my head, I'm thinking Octavia saw Echo and Bellamy when they were in the desert.
Yeah.
So she's had time, a bit of time to process the situation and come up with how she's going to react. And we have seen very small hints of the old Octavia when it comes to certain people like Indra, but Nyla as well. So it only makes sense that she will be a bit more lenient, I guess, for Bellamy's sake than she might if it was anyone else.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And Clark's thing, even though Clark just existing and breathing annoyed me, I think her story was quite important because the Grounders were very religious and very that their belief in the Commanders and Night Bleeders was like very prominent in season 2. So it makes sense that that is a fear she has and that it needs to be addressed now and not later, because otherwise we'll be going like, well, why wasn't this always a problem?
Yeah.
But that's why.
You enjoy seeing the storyline of, like, Dioza's stuff with, like, Dioza and, like, John and, like, Abby and all that side of stuff, or do you kind of enjoy seeing the Octavia story more so, like, progress?
I like both because I like Octavia and I like Dioza.
Yeah. That's fair. I just didn't know if you had like a preference, like over which storyline, like at least from this episode, like which one you maybe like.
I mean, we didn't get enough of Dioza's. I would have liked to have seen more of her because I like her as a character. I think she's very interesting.
Yeah.
I want to know more about her.
Yeah, that's fair. I liked because I would count Murphy's storyline linked with Dioza because of the fact that like McCreary was chasing him and stuff. But yeah, that's fair.
Yes. Well, next episode is called Acceptable Losses.
Ooh. So that means people dying for
acceptable reasons.
Acceptable reasons, yes. That's my doctor. the definition of the word, isn't it? Yeah. That's sort of like sacrificing a people for, you know, a cause of some sort, I guess. Or, yeah, like, the losses were acceptable because we won the fight or whatever. Like, that's when you'd sort of say that. So, guessing there's going to be, like, you know, heavy casualties in a fight between the two main groups here at some point this next episode. That's my prediction. We're going to get some, you know, sort of deaths this coming episode, definitely. Whether that drive gets used so then they can actually go to war. But they did say it would take them like 3 days to get there. But then I guess knowing the show, 3 days is like one transition to another place. So
yeah, true.
They could just be there in like one cut away neck sort of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe they get there. Maybe the war starts next episode. You know, I mean, that is sort of a war term saying that. So that could mean the start of the war.
Could be.
Which could be crazy.
Well, could be.
You're almost done. Keep with it.
We're there. We just need to do the closing lines. Yes.
Making it sound like it's a fucking like marathon.
It's been a marathon. It really has. It's a marathon, not a sprint. I forgot which way the words go.
Oh, it's all coming apart here at the end.
It is. But maybe sprint should be more about marathoning.
And may we sprint again? I don't know. Marathon again. Yeah, I like it.